Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112, we will read responsively as we usually do. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Well, the first thing I want to note here is that the initial verse in this section, verse 105, is a verse that many of us doubtlessly have memorized, probably a long time ago when you were a fairly little kid. You probably didn't memorize it in the New King James here. Maybe you did, oh, who knows in what version, but I did in the good old King James version. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Now, as I think has been mentioned before, we don't know exactly who the psalmist was. Many scholars think it was David, but it's not attributed. However, what we have here in this section doesn't refer necessarily to anything particular in David's life, and probably not to anything particular in any other psalmist's life. It is, though, a section dealing with heart commitment to God's word, heart commitment to the God of that word, heart commitment and consecration even in the midst of trials, afflictions, and trouble. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So often, life for the believer is in darkness. Why, even when things are generally going well, we don't know necessarily certain things in our future. What to be looking for, how to react, or anything of the sort. Some of you younger people, for example, may be wondering, what is God's calling for me after my student days are over? Some of you may be wondering, am I to be married? And if so, to whom? It doesn't say here in Scripture particulars. And so you're kind of in the darkness. But God's Word gives you light, and sufficient light, for the next step ahead. It is not a lamp and a light way over there necessarily. For you personally, though, it gives you enough for the light and for the way ahead in following faithfully the way that Jesus has already made. After all, he says, I am the way. He is the living word. He is the incarnate word. And he has given his written word to you so that you see what you should be doing in the next step. God, in his secret counsel, what we sometimes call his providence, will work out all things and will eventually bring to light what you have as far as questions. He will bring to light, I should say, the answers. But whatever lies ahead of you, your Jesus, who is himself the light of the world, will be there with you. The psalmist says, I've sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. Now, the phrase is very common these days. He's doubling down on this. He's consecrated to God's word, consecrated to the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he's not saying this while things are all sunny and bright, while life is easy. No, we see in the next three verses that life is difficult. I'm afflicted very much, he says. And we see in verse 109, my life is continually in my hand. In 110, the wicked have laid a snare for me. Things are difficult. He has trouble on the outside all around. And trouble can tempt us at times to abandon God's word, to take what other people would say is a more practical line, is a more pragmatic line. Don't do what God says. That doesn't make any sense to our worldly wisdom. No, don't go that way. It's hard. It's difficult. Go over here. Instead of it being stony and difficult, over here, it's very easy. It's wide. It's soft and grassy. Oh, you'll like it much more. But you know, straight is the way and narrow the gate that leads to eternal life. Broad is the way. Broad is the way and easy the way that leads to destruction. Now the psalmist knows in the midst of affliction he can trust in God's word. He must trust in God's word. He must yield his heart to it. In the midst of affliction, he cries to the one who can and does revive. In the midst of life being on a string, he does not forget God's law. Trying to tiptoe around the snares of the wicked there in verse 110, though he goes around them, he does not stray from God's word. Because he has done, as we see in verse 108, a consecration. He is given the free will offerings of his mouth, and he seeks even yet God's teaching, God's judgment. In the midst of all this affliction, he's taken the testimonies as a heritage forever, as we see in verse 11. In the midst of trouble, trial, difficulty, affliction, which we might see him characterized as fearful and despondent, well, we see that these are the rejoicing of his heart. And we see that by grace, he's inclined his heart to perform God's statutes forever to the very end. Now again, we do not know who wrote this. Humanly speaking, anyway. But back behind the human author, back behind the human psalmist and poet, is the Spirit of God moving to bring this out so it is exactly God's word. And as Jesus himself said shortly before his ascension, shortly after his resurrection, the Psalms speak of me. This section here relates to no one as well as it does to the Lord Jesus, which is why we can take it to ourselves. Left to ourselves, left in Adam, left in our sinful hearts, we could not say this. Why, God's word would be that of cursing and threatening and impending judgment. But because Jesus endured through the greatest affliction, through the deepest humiliation, through the cross to his burial, enduring the wrath and curse of God at the cross and taking it all so that he was able to say, it is finished. Because of that which purchased the covenant of grace. The psalmist can say this, and you and I can say it. Because Jesus, unlike Adam, Jesus, unlike you and me left to ourselves, held to God's word, obeyed, trusted, looked through death onto victory. Because of his victory, you and I have this victory. Because he triumphed in the midst of affliction, we have the absolute assurance God will bring us through affliction. He will bring us through perhaps that which seems to us to be darkness as can be felt. In the midst of that, he gives light. And a time is coming when the darkness should be dispelled altogether as we behold the light of God and of the Lamb on the throne. Well, let's sing here from Psalm 119, Nun. It's not none, looks that way, but it's Nun. And in our psalm books, that is Psalm 119n. Thy word is to my feet a lamp, and to my path a light. I sworn have, and I will confirm, to keep thy judgments right. Psalm 119n.